You are listening to another Money Halakha class on MoneyHalakha.com.
Hi, and welcome to another MoneyHalakha.com class. You can see this video and many others at MoneyHalakha.com. Today we're going to be speaking about tricks or things that people do that they can get increased donations when they are doing a fundraiser or trying to get tzedakah or a charity cause. The question is like this: are you allowed to change the details or make the situation a little bit different to entice other people to give tzedakah? For example, if you are in a shul and there's a tray out there and people are putting tzedakah into the tray or in the box, and naturally when someone sees there's a lot of money in the tray, they actually are more inclined to give. So are they allowed on the outset to start off with more money in the tray to get more people to give? And as well, another question is, is the person collecting tzedakah, is he allowed to say that certain people have already given certain amounts of money to this tzedakah organization, like this famous person or this wealthy person is already giving to get other people to give? And as well, are you allowed to actually give a pledge to a tzedakah organization when you don't really mean on fulfilling it? You just want it to maybe get other people to give as well, so you make that. So the answer is like this. We're going to be using Sefer Living with Honesty, according to the Psak of Rav Belsky. So he says in the first case of putting money in the tray, he says that that is okay if you're trying to get, you're going to be getting other people to donate as well. He said it's not for sure that you're actually tricking people to give, because it could be that the money is there to offer change to other people too as well. So therefore, it's not clearly there to get the people to give, so that would be allowed. In a case where you would maybe online, where there is no actual money that could be changed, so it would not, according to this, I'm not sure if you would be allowed to inflate the numbers of some charity or tzedakah online thing where there isn't actually money that could be given out changed. That case I'm not talking about. I'm talking about when there's physical money in the tray. Rav Belsky says that you would be able to put money there before. Now, in regards to making a pledge, if you do not plan on following through on that pledge, then you are not allowed to make the pledge in the first place. That's what he says here as well. And again, if somebody is going around and trying to collect, he is not allowed to tell people that certain individuals or anybody has actually given him money when it is not true. Thank you very much, and have a good day.